Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is How Amazing is the Affair of the Believer? Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, the one who rewards those who are grateful and who compensates those who have patience. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in His oneness. We are content with Allah as our Lord, Islam as our religion, and I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His Messenger, and we shall forever be content with that. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ O you who have believed, persevere and endure, and remain stationed and have taqwa of Allah, that you may be successful. أيها المؤمنون, O believers. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ How wondrously amazing is the affair of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٍ Indeed, there is good for him in this affair, in everything that he has. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ And that is not the case for anyone except the believer. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرٍ For if goodness was to come to him, then he is grateful and thanks Allah. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ And that is good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرٍ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ And if he is afflicted with something that causes him dismay, then he shows patient endurance, and that is good for him. Brothers and sisters, by our being in this world, we are of a necessity in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to be exposed to affairs that fluctuate between hardship and ease. There will be moments in our lives when we will feel a sense of happiness, and there will necessarily be a moment in our lives where we feel a sense of dismay and adversity. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرُجَعُونَ And we will surely test you with evil and good as a trial. And to us, you will surely be returned. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the believer is the one who should always have a sense of certainty in his heart and a sense of trust in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with whatsoever he destines. For whether it appears that he is being given something or whether it appears that he is being denied something, then the believer should always know that the one who gives it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this regard, he should always have a good opinion of him. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ Say, all things are from Allah. So the believer is the one who recognizes that things are from Allah. And that whatsoever they appear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just of those who decrees. And He is the most merciful of the merciful. And He is the one who truly knows wherein lies the good for His servants and of what is of benefit to His creation. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ Perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ And perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Allah knows and you know not. Ya ibadullah, O slaves of Allah, indeed, if the believer was someone who had cause to feel happiness and goodness, then he is someone who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And he praises him with his heart, and he praises him with words of praise, and he expresses his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his character and his deeds. And in that is a response to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَاشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ And be grateful for the favor of Allah, if it is indeed Him that you worship. So the believer is the one who utilizes the blessings he has been given to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he draws closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his worship. And he demonstrates beautiful spiritual character to the rest of creation. So we find such a believer helping the weak, helping the poor, helping the destitute. And in this very manner of his coming to the aid of others, he finds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming to his aid. He finds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitating for him his affairs. And he finds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserving for him his blessings. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. And who is it that would loan to Allah a goodly loan so that he may multiply it for him many times over? Brothers and sisters, the one who loans this loan is the one who gives of his spirit and gives for the sake of Allah. And Allah will only give for such a person a reward that is increased and multiplied. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَنَجِزِ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And we will reward those who are grateful.
So brothers and sisters, indeed, the believer is the one who, whether he is given to ease and happiness or tribulation and distress, faces these decrees of fate in the appropriate way, with contentment and patience. He is the one who is always content with the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the one who is certain with what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated when he said, مَا أَصَابَهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَهُ وَأَنَّ مَا أَخْطَعَهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَهُ. That a believer will not believe in al-qadr, destiny, until he knows that that which struck him would not have missed him, and that which missed him would not have struck him. Brothers and sisters, this is the way of the believer, who finds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him, even in the face of tremendous difficulty.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And be patient, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient. So brothers and sisters, how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the patient in such a situation? They are those who are the believers who find that even in the midst of difficulties, they are conscious of the gentle lutf, the gentle clemency and aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are those who are conscious that even in the midst of difficulties, there is a wisdom behind this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, He gives them to see the wisdom of why these events have come about. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I'lam anna fi as-sabri 'ala ma takrahu khayran kathira." Know that in your being patient with whatever it is you dislike, there is much good. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, wants good for His slaves, then He gives them to understand what this goodness is. And from this goodness is that the people who have sabr find their ranks raised with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They get a tremendous reward, a tremendous recompense of unlimited bounty and without account. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Indeed, the patient will be given their reward without account. So brothers and sisters, what could be more beautiful than us inculcating these realities within ourselves of patience in the face of difficulties and gratitude in the face of blessings? And what could be more beautiful than us instilling these values in our children? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us in this, for this is the reality of this religion, the embodying of it in character and faith. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us from those who are grateful, make us from those who are able to be patient in difficulties, and those who are always cognizant of your blessings. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.